Good morning, Mike Ambassador Bruni here on my walk and talk. Walk with me. Talk with me. This is day number 28 consecutive. 28 consecutive days of walking 1 mile or more. Today, what was originally on my mind was this podcast, 1619. By the New York Times, or presented by the New York Times. And I listened to the last two episodes, which is episode 5 and 6, which is around farmers, black farmers, and how some of them were losing their land due to discrimination. That's what I originally was going to talk about. Well, actually, I'll mix it up. So there was that, right? And that thought and that feeling of how a system can really change things for people, and not in a good way. They spoke about one guy who they have leased this land for generations, and they switched banks, and the banks was giving them less money than they actually asked for and needed in order to make their get their crops started and make that stuff work. It's called a crop loan. And also that they were giving it to them later and later. And, you know, when you're growing things, it's seasonal. The season matters. This was in Louisiana, and the crop was sugarcane. And then they also spoke about the largest U.S. settlement. I want to say civil rights settlement. You'll have to check that out for yourself. Was from black farmers, where they had all these things happening to them, where they weren't getting the money that they needed, or they were getting it really late. And the funniest part about it is where people were like, these black farmers are just horrible. They're just horrible farmers. That is why they are failing, because they are horrible farmers. You got to put on the uniform and get to work. And the lawyer who was representing them was like, wait, let's get this straight. Who was picking the cotton? Who was actually making the crop? It was black people. They were farmers. They were out there in the field. So they've built that expertise. But they were experts, and they were great when they were doing it for the white folks in this case. And then once they went out on their own, they're bad farmers. And it's just so interesting to me how our biases, how we see things. And this is just one example, right? There's definitely different cases that you can look at. But I was just like, oh man, this is tough to get people to see things differently and to believe you in some cases. So that was one thing. And then the other thing that happened I'm going to stop there. I just wanted to share that with you. Yeah. So if you get a moment, check out 1619. Tomorrow I'll tell you what happened on my walk, if I remember. All right. This is Mike Ambassador Bruni signing out on day 28. So two more days left in this air quotes season. And that's it. So I am actually recording this on Easter. So if you celebrate Easter, I wish you a happy Easter Resurrection Sunday. All right. That's it. Signing out, your ambassador, Mike Ambassador Bruni. Peace.